Yes, I mean, we've got some lovely sort of scenes, rural scenes, of the style leading onto Morden Park and things like that. But of course, Morden Park wasn't a park, was it? It was. So you didn't have any play areas there. Was it a golf course?
A private golf course.
There's a lot of golf courses around, weren't there? Because where my house is in Templecombe Way, all that area is golf courses. That was Merton Park golf course, wasn't it? So, yes, we think of all this open space, but it was all private and not allowed in. Oh, that's Cherry Woods in the 1930s. And that's the view from the Hillcrest Avenue area before they developed it. That's from the Sellers book.
Eric? Yeah. Just a question of timing, really. When did the Morden Park golf course pack up? Because I vaguely remember in the 70s seeing a green there. I was wondering if anyone knows that.
So. Yeah, there were the two golf courses, weren't there? There was the Merton Park one, which was based in Maycross, which sort of spread up to the...
The Merton Park golf course, golf club, became the Morden Park golf club, so there weren't two at the same time. Okay. It was because development was going to happen on the Merton Park golf course, that land was sold for development, and the club moved to Morden Park.
Thank you.
Peter, the golf over the park, you know, Morden Park, it was still a private golf club during the war.
Mm. Yes, I mean, it didn't...
Because my boss 40, used to
47
play.
That Hatfield died, or was, no... 41 he died,
and then
46 the properties sort of handed over to the council.
Yes.
So, but probably even then it was probably still leased to the private golf club at that stage, wasn't it?
We used to go up there and play when it was open. You still got the flat greens.
Yeah.
In places where the putting greens.
Yeah, right. Yes, I'm sure the greens were sort of spread much further than they do now. I mean, it's quite tiny now, isn't it?
Yes.
I've got vague recollections. Most of my recollections are vague.